The Bible. It was taken off a billboard.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular author and speaker on the book of Genesis. Ken, has our Western culture become so secularized that it won't even allow Bible verses on billboards anymore?
Well, Mark, certain Bible verses once caused a problem near New York City. A certain pastor paid for a Bible verse from Leviticus to be placed on a number of billboards on Staten Island. But the billboards were taken down because a judge said they were offensive, and they also broke the county's laws concerning prejudice, intolerance, and other so-called bias-related attitudes. So what did the Bible verse say? Well, it was from Leviticus 18, verse 22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable. Because this verse so clearly condemns homosexual behavior, it was considered a violation of some code. Regardless of whether you believe that billboards really should be used to confront homosexual behavior, it does show how far American culture has fallen and lost its biblical foundation. We're now seeing the consequences of generations of students who've been taken through an education system and been indoctrinated in evolutionary humanism. The culture increasingly believes that morality is relative, and Christians have no right to impose their Christian morality on them. How long will it be before it's illegal to quote other passages of the Bible?
Are you aware that the book of Genesis can be a powerful tool for evangelism? That's one of the themes of Ken Ham's new booklet on effective evangelism. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.